Hey guys, sorry I was late today. It is Written Word Wednesday, which means we're going to be reading from Joyce Kilmer's Anthology of Catholic Poets. Just keeping on going through. I just had a lot of meetings in the parish. You want to hear about the drama? No, I'm joking. I'm not going to tell you. So we're picking up. I'm going to start with D.A. Casey. Cool little poem. And I had this idea. I'm going to tell you what it's kind of about first. I don't know. Is that how you should read poetry? I always find it's more beneficial if I say what it's about first, because then I kind of am able to receive it better. So anyway, this is about a nun, a religious sister who left her family and is in the chapel basically praying. It's called The Spouse of Christ by D.A. Casey. He came to her from out eternal years, a smile upon his lips, a tender smile, that somehow spoke of partings and of tears. 'Twas eventide, and silence brooded low on earth and sky, the hour when haunting fears of mystery pursue us as we go. Strange mystic shadows filled the temple dim, but on the golden door the ruby glow spoke orisons more sweet than vesper hymn. No human accents voiced his gentle call, no crashing thunderbolts did wait on him, as when of old he deigned to summon Saul. But heart did speak to heart, an unseen chord, in love's own scale did sweetly rise and fall, nor questioned she, but meekly answered, Lord. Tonight some household counts a vacant chair, but far on high Christ portions the reward, a hundredfold for each poor human care. So it's about a nun, and it starts with her being gone from her family, and it ends with it, right? So the smile of Christ spoke of partings and tears. So her family, right, had to part with her. There's a glow of the ruby red glow of the tabernacle candle on the golden door of the tabernacle. It's really cool. And then tonight some household counts a vacant chair. And then, of course, Christ gives a hundredfold for those who give up family, mothers and sisters and brothers and fathers, hundredfold. So that's a nun in her first night in the chapel after leaving her house, I think, at least. And then finally, I'm going to read one more poem. This one's by Padraic Cullum. Now, Padraic Cullum was born Patrick Cullum, but he joined the IRA in the late 1800s or early 1900s. And, there's a whole big history of that, and I'm not going to go into it other than there's a lot of Irish nationalism and Irish kind of heritage, respect or reclaiming Irish heritage in opposition to the English. But so Padraic, I guess, is an older term for Patrick, like a Gaelic expression of it. So this one's a famous poem by him. He was a writer of children's novels and of plays and poetry. Only went to school up until eighth grade, though. So, man, he got things done. And this is when he didn't have YouTube. So kind of cool. Here is An Old Woman of the Roads, about an old woman dreaming about a house she could have. Like, what would it be like to own your own house and have a place? It kind of reminded me of a hobbit's hymn. Hobbit on the road, like Frodo on the road with his dudes remembering the Shire. But anyway, this is An Old Woman of the Roads. Oh, to have a little house, to own the hearth and stool and all, the heaped up sods upon the fire, the pile of turf against the wall. To have a clock with weights and chains and pendulums swinging up and down, a dresser filled with shining delf, speckled and white and blue and brown. I could be busy all the day, clearing and sweeping hearth and floor, and fixing on their shelf again my white and blue and speckled store. I could be quiet there at night, beside the fire and by myself, Sure of a bed and loath to leave the ticking clock and shining Delph. Ach, but I'm weary of mist and dark, and roads where there's never a house or bush. And tired I am of bog and road and the crying wind and the lonesome hush. And I am praying to God on high, and I am praying Him night and day for a little house, a house of my own, out of the winds and the rain's way. A poem by Padraic Cullum. Do you see where the Hobbit came in? You see where I thought about hobbits? They love their little holes in the ground where they can have fires and have their third breakfasts. But yeah, all human beings, we have this desire to have a place to be at. And that kind of reminds me of Jesus's claim, you know, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He's rejected by all. And most notably in his first moments, whenever he was born, where he had nowhere to go. There's no room in the inn. So if you're listening to this, laying in your own very bed, count that a blessing. Until next Written Word Wednesday, God bless. Peace.